Welcome to Let's Talk in English. It's our Saturday show, so today we will be reviewing. Hello everyone, my name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show.
And my name is Katie. Thanks for joining us here at LTE TV. On Saturdays, we always talk about our lessons from the week.
Yes, we ask a lot of questions and you try to answer. Our first lesson was about the new HDTV in the office for the meeting room.
And then we talked about Valentine's Day. I think Peter really liked that lesson. We talked about boyfriends and girlfriends and what you can do to show your love to someone.
Last, we talked about looking for a new place to live. You want to live in a nice area, but a nice area can be expensive.
Right now, we're going to watch all the lessons from this week again. And when we come back, we'll have some good questions for you. So, pay attention.
Hi, Abby. What's in the box?
Hi, Susie. It's a new TV. It's for the meeting room.
Wow, it's big.
It's a high-definition TV, an HDTV.
Wow, so it's big and expensive.
Yes, and the picture on the TV is really clear.
That's really cool.
But I have a problem.
What problem?
The store delivered the TV here during lunch.
Oh.
How can I move the box to the studio's meeting room?
Is the box really heavy?
Yes, I can't pick it up.
Let me try. It is really heavy.
Alex is strong.
Maybe he can help you.
Hi, Abby. What's up?
Alex, can you help me?
Sure. What do you need?
I have a new TV for the meeting room, but I can't move it. It's too heavy.
Don't worry. I can help you. I can use a cart.
Can you meet me in the office? The TV is near my desk.
Sure.
Thanks for your help, Alex.
You're welcome, Abby. Can I ask a question?
Of course.
The old TV in the meeting room isn't broken. Why did we buy a new one?
High definition is new technology. We need to update our equipment.
Ah, that makes a lot of sense.
Can you help me set up the TV?
Sure.
Let me find the directions. Wow, there are a lot of directions.
Let me see.
The pictures look confusing. Why are there so many buttons on the remote?
Don't worry. I can set up the TV. I can explain all the buttons on the remote too.
Thanks, Alex. That will be great.
No problem.
Hi, Abby. The new TV in the meeting room looks really nice.
Thanks, Rob. Alex and I set it up.
You guys did a good job. The sound and color are really sharp.
Yeah, HDTV is great.
Maybe we can get a new TV for the office, too.
I can ask Carol. She's the boss.
Sure.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to LTE TV. I'm Rob. It's February, and that means Valentine's Day is on the way. Valentine's Day is February 14th. We can show our friends and family that we love them. Every year, we do special things for them on Valentine's Day. Many husbands take their wives out to eat. They go to a nice restaurant, but they must call first. They need a reservation. Restaurants are very busy on Valentine's Day. You can also give Valentine's Day gifts. Candy is a great gift for Valentine's Day. What kind of candy does your girlfriend or boyfriend like? Valentine's Day candy is special. You can buy it in a pretty box. The boxes sometimes look like hearts. With a special box, the candy looks good. It tastes good too. You don't need a husband or wife to enjoy Valentine's Day. You don't need a boyfriend or girlfriend either. You could do something nice for someone in your family. You can get flowers for your mom or grandma. You can get a nice gift for your dad too. Valentine's Day is next week. Get ready now. This is Rob for LTE TV.
Rob, where do you live?
I live on Lake Street. Why?
Is that a nice neighborhood? I'm looking for a new place to live. My roommate and I aren't getting along.
Oh, I'm sorry. There are a lot of apartments on Lake Street. Do you want to live in an apartment?
Maybe. I'd really like a house, but houses are too expensive.
There are many nice apartments around here. For some, the rent is less than $1,000 a month.
That's good. I'd like to rent one in a nice area, but I don't know the city very well.
Look in the newspaper and on the computer. Find some you like. I can look at them with you.
Okay. Thanks so much, Rob. You're really helpful.
So, what do you think of this apartment? It's in a nice area.
Well, the bedrooms are a little small, but there are two of them. I could use one for a closet.
The kitchen is nice.
It is. And there is a big window in the living room.
Did you look at the bathroom?
No. I'll do that now. Ah!
Hi, Taylor. How are you?
Okay. I'm still looking for an apartment, Susie.
Too bad. Didn't you look at one yesterday with Rob?
Yes, I did. When I looked in the bathroom, there were cockroaches in it.
Ew! I wouldn't live there.
That's why I'm looking at another place after work. Will you come with me?
Sure. I'd be glad to.
This apartment is nicer than I expected, but I don't really need three bedrooms.
But the rent is really good. It's only $800 a month.
True, and it's in a nice area.
It's also in a safe area. There's a park down the street. You can exercise there in the evenings.
Yes, and I get a parking space with the apartment.
Did you find a place to live, Taylor?
I did, Rob. It's on River Road, right near the park. The apartment is a little old, but the landlord said I can paint it.
That's nice.
Yes, it has 3 bedrooms. I can have a guest room. And I'll use the other bedroom for an office.
Sounds perfect.
It is. And best of all, no cockroaches.
Okay, everyone. Right now, it's time to answer some questions. Katie, are you ready?
I'm ready, Peter. What's the first question?
Okay. In this week's first lesson, a box came to the office during lunch. My question is, what's in the box?
Okay. What's in the box? What was in the box? That's an easy question. It's lunchtime, so Rob's lunch is in the box.
Rob's lunch is in the box? No. Try again. This box is big. It's going to be in the meeting room. Remember, the office is updating its equipment?
Oh, yeah. The new TV came in a big box. That was the new HD TV.
That's right, Katie. What's in the box? It's the new TV for the meeting room. Katie, do you have a question for me?
Yes, I do. What is something that you can give to someone you love?
Someone I love? I know. You can give them a high five.
Peter, that is a terrible answer. This is Valentine's Day. Friends, what do you think? What is something that you can give to someone you love?
If you said flowers, that's right. Flowers are a great gift to give someone you love on Valentine's. Good job, everyone. And now it's time to take a short break. We'll be back after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back. This week we talked about the new HDTV and Valentine's Day. Make sure you remember to give a gift to someone you love on Valentine's Day.
That's right. We gave you some ideas for Valentine's Day gifts. Maybe you can give someone flowers. Many people like those. Right now, though, it's time for us to watch this week's features one more time.
Hello, everyone. I'm on my way to the post office to mail all these Valentine cards. Valentine's Day is a week from Saturday, so I'm sending cards to all my friends. I'll get some Valentine's cards too, I'm sure. Okay, see you later. Valentine's Day is February 14th. People in many countries celebrate the holiday. Valentine's Day is a day to show love to friends and loved ones. Husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends give each other gifts. Women often receive flowers or chocolates. The chocolates often come in a red heart-shaped box. Friends and family members send cards to each other. These cards are often called Valentines. About 190 million Valentines are sent each year in the United States. Children take Valentines to school and give them to all their classmates and teachers. And millions of people use their computers to send Valentine's greetings too. E-cards are very popular. Valentine's Day is all about sharing messages of love.
I'm back from the post office. I mailed all my cards. Next week, I will make Valentine cards for my mom and my dad. I may buy my mom flowers too. Maybe I'll also buy some small gifts for my friends.
Valentine's Day is a fun holiday. This is Jack saying see you next time. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about apartments. And here to answer our questions is my special guest, Reagan Realtor. Welcome to the show, Reagan.
Thanks for inviting me, Rob.
Reagan, you help people find homes to buy or rent.
That's right, Rob. When people are looking for a place to live, they talk to me. I take them to visit different houses and apartments. I help them find something they like.
Great. Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Oh,
wonderful.
Today's question comes from Peter Smith of Boulder, Colorado.
Hello, Peter.
Peter asks, I just moved to a new city. I want to find a new apartment. How can I find the right apartment for me?
That's a great question, Peter. People ask me this question a lot.
How do you answer?
Well, here are some tips. First, decide what you want.
Decide what you want?
Right. How many bedrooms and bathrooms do you need? Do you want a big apartment or a small one?
Those are important questions to answer.
Yes. You should also think about where you want your apartment to be. Do you want to be in a busy area or a quiet area?
What about pets?
Yes, that's very important. Some apartment buildings don't allow pets. So if you have a pet, you need a pet-friendly apartment.
Are there any other things to think about?
Yes, you need to think about your rent. How much do you want to pay?
Ah, that's very important.
It is. Bigger, newer apartments in nice areas cost more. Smaller, older apartments often cost less.
So it's all about what you want and how much you can pay.
That's right.
I see. Well, thank you for sharing with us these tips, Reagan. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Has anyone seen Max? Oh, Max, I miss you. Oh, Max. Excuse me, sir. And
Max.
Max is my dog. And this is what he looks like. Oh, Max.
Oh, I think I did see that dog.
Really? Where?
I saw him. I saw it.
Yeah?
It was just across. The dog was on the bridge. Really close to...
It's on the bridge right near the middle.
It's on the bridge right near the middle.
That is a super sentence. It's on something right near something else. Can you use today's super sentence in another way?
Sure. I know of a great restaurant. It's on the main street right near the library.
It's on the main street right near the library. Excellent. What about you?
Howard, you can have a piece of cake. It's on the counter right near the coffee maker.
It's on the counter right near the coffee maker. Super! But I'm not Howard.
Oh, that's the name of my other dog. Max! I need to find Max!
Oh, well, you heard the man. He said something about...
It's on the bridge right near the middle.
On the bridge? Near the middle?
Yes, that's where I saw him.
Thank you, young man.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Where are you going? Oh. I haven't said my reminder yet. Say it with me. A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Maxie, wait for me. I'm coming. Oh, then we can go home. Think about the coffee I'm going to drink with you, Maxie.
Well, everyone, this was a great review show today. Remember, friends, we have a new lesson every day, and on Saturdays, we will review what we learned.
That's right. We can talk about all of our lessons, and you can see the features from this week, and you can practice answering some questions with us.
Our features help you learn English in different ways. You can play games and sing songs in English.
Yeah, features are a lot of fun. Which one is your favorite? Tell a friend, then you can review together.
Yes, reviewing is so important when you learn a new language. So keep practicing all the things we learned. And come back and see us on Monday here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.